We want to raise up and pray for a new generation of dedicated educators and school decision makers. Did you know the first school in the U.S. began in 1635, the Boston Latin School? Biblical faith was unapologetically woven into the classroom teaching. Many teachers were local pastors, and a reverence for the Almighty and His precepts was viewed as an integral part of true knowledge. Contrast that to today, where concepts such as pluralism, tolerance, and the rejection of absolute truth exist. While colonial textbooks promoted a faith-based worldview, today's curricula are replete with materials that accept, and in some cases even condone, immoral activities and lifestyles. And sadly, much revised curriculum removed any reference to the Christian underpinnings that were the backbone and birthing of our nation's original goals. Let's stop and pray for a new generation of school personnel and board members who will return to our national roots. We are praying, Father, with the National Day of Prayer Task Force, that educators return to a fear of the Lord, Christian educators be a light, colleges and universities centers of revival, and parents and teachers nurture children with encouragement. We thank you that we can pray for school teachers, administrators, and students, and we lift them up to have a new generation who will commit themselves not only to an honest, accurate presentation of all subject matter, but who will also serve as positive role models for their students. We pray for the local school boards that as they make decisions that they will and about various curricula, that they will do it as unto you. We thank you, Father, for we ask for the safety, moral, sound instruction, and wholesome environments. We thank you that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. In 1836, Noah Webster, the father of American education, said that Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident. We thank you, Father, that you can change what man has done and brought in things that are not of you. So we pray, Father, that so many of our founding fathers of our nation were so strong about the role of you and morality in the shaping of our education foundations. Forgive us for moving so far away and allowing it to happen, that school prayer and Bible reading and classes and even posting the Ten Commandments have been ruled unconstitutional in some cases. And we're paying the price for the loss of morality in our young people's lives. Bring a revival of godliness and a movement of the Holy Spirit among those who can influence and change these harmful policies. We ask, Lord, that you would inspire all Christians in education to be your shining light in schools by being role models and mentors for the younger generations. We pray for teachers to have wisdom, knowledge, and skills to teach students and make their classrooms places where students learn not only knowledge, but morality and integrity. We pray teachers and school administrative leaders would fear you and understand they have a great responsibility as they train our nation's future leaders. Holy Spirit, fill the lives of the teachers with your presence and by their shining example. We ask you to draw young people to follow Jesus. In Jesus' name.